in confusion， 介词短语 in confusion 表示乱七八糟。Be covered with confusion， 局促不安。Throw somebody into confusion， 使某人惊慌失措。Throw somebody into confusion， okay。Now the last word， devour。The word has got three meanings. Firstly, eat like an animal. In tennis, 狼吞虎咽。For example, the dog devoured the cake. Secondly, destroy. Destroy. In tennis, 吞灭，席卷。For instance,The flames devoured the whole building. The flames devoured the whole building.
火蛇把整座楼房吞噬掉。
Flame, F-L-A-M-E. Thirdly, take in eagerly with eyes, ears, or mind.
那么它表示贪婪的看，听。
Now translate the sentence. His eyes devoured the scene. His eyes devoured the scene.
他两眼贪婪地看着这漂亮的景致。
Okay, his eyes devoured the scene. Got it? So it is very active for us to use the word devour. Now let's get on to the text. Just now I told you you'd better recite the whole text.A day to remember.
难忘的一天。不定式去修饰名词，所以要记住的一天。
We have all experienced days when everything goes wrong. We have all experienced days.
我们大家都经历过这样的日子。
When everything goes wrong.
在这些日子里，事事都不如意。为引导定语从句修饰 days.
And I should say, we have all experienced days when everything goes all right. Do you agree with me?
那么当然我们也经历过事事都如意的日子。
Why? Every dog has its day.
为什么呢？我们有这么一个很妙的谚语。每个人都有其飞黄腾达的日子。
Every dog has its day, right? A day may begin well enough, but suddenly everything seems to get out of control. Maybe you have a good beginning, but suddenly everything seems to get out of control.
那么一天开始的时候可能还不错，有个好的开端，但突然间似乎一切都失去了控制。
Get out of control, 失控
let's say.
Uncontrollable, beyond control. So everything seems to be uncontrollable, or everything seems to be beyond control. Understand me? What invariably happens is that,A great number of things chose to go wrong at precisely the same moment. That's the worstest thing.
那么我觉得这应该说世界上最糟糕的事情。
That's the worst thing.
Why?
What always happens is that a large number of things choose to go wrong at the same moment. At exactly the same moment, I should say.
那么所发生的事情似乎很多很多事情是选择恰恰在同一时刻都出现差错
Invariably means always What invariably happens
这是由 what 所引导的一个主语从句这个语句结构是相当重要的
Is that
that 引导表语从句进一步说明前面的情况
Now please translate my sentence.
昨天所发生的事情就是他没能够应付这个棘手的人物。 What happened yesterday was that he couldn't deal with the hot potato. Answer me. What happened yesterday was that he couldn't deal with the hot potato. At precisely the same moment, at exactly the same moment, it is as if a single unimportant event set up a chain of reactions. A chain of reactions, let's say, a series of reactions. It is as if, or it seems as if, or it looks as if, 似乎好像看起来, a single unimportant event set up a chain of reactions. Set up, you know, means cause a chain of reactions. 所以 set up 在这里的语义并不表示建立，而表示引起、导致、造成。For example, what set up the trouble? 是什么导致这次意外事故呢？ What set up the accident? What set up the trouble? 什么导致这次麻烦事呢？ Set up a world record. 然后 set up 表示创立、建立。It means create, 创立世界纪录。那么似乎看起来一件不重要的事情却导致了连锁的反应。And I should say, the unimportant event is prelude to trouble. 那我应该说这不重要的事情就是麻烦事的一个前奏。Let us suppose that you are preparing a meal and keeping an eye on the baby. Of course, this is the example.这是作者所给我们提供的一个具体的实例了。那么其作用就是要加强支持句。Let us suppose, 让我们假设 that you are preparing a meal, 你在准备晚饭 and keeping an eye on the baby, 同时照料着婴儿。Keep an eye on, 这是我们相当重要的一个短语 ,it means look after,Take care of. For example, please keep an eye on my house while I'm out. Please keep an eye on my house while I'm out. 除此而外，大家还要把握住。Keep one's eyes open. Keep one's eyes open. 表示把眼睛睁得大大的。So now, translate my sentence. When I'm out, please keep your eyes open. And furthermore, please remember, have an eye to. 如果用动词 have, 我们要和介词 to 搭配。Have an eye to the baby. Keep one's eyes on the baby. Okay?有关于 I 的重点表达方式，我们不妨扩展一下。I for I, 以牙还牙。Have eyes only for. This is a very wonderful key structure. Have eyes only for. You can guess at it according to my example. I have eyes only for you. 那么这个词表达含义表示只要、只爱。So I have eyes only for you. Next, look somebody in the eyes. Look somebody in the eyes. 两眼直视某人。Don't look me in the eyes. 不要直直地盯着我看。Next, see eye to eye with somebody. See eye to eye with somebody 表达得非常形象，与某人看法完全一致。I invariably see eye to eye with my sister. 我总是与我的姐姐看法一致。Next, turn a blind eye to something. Turn a blind eye to something 对什么视而不见。He even turned blind eye to me. Make eyes at somebody. Make eyes at somebody 表示含情脉脉地看着某人。The boy is making eyes at his girlfriend. Okay, so you'd better enlarge your vocabulary and phrases. by reading more. 同学们最好通过大量的阅读去扩展词汇以及固定的表达方式。